Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences related during general conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The number refers to the first page of the talk. Speaker, Neil L. Anderson. Story, page 35. Conversion comes to several people as church members reach out to them as witnesses of God. Speaker, M. Russell Ballard. Story, page 90. While reading John 17 to his family in the Holy Land, M. Russell Ballard prays to be one with them and with the Father and the Son. Speaker, W. Mark Bassett. Story, page 52. As a boy, W. Mark Bassett and his brother try to pry metal bands off the sealed portion of a model of the golden plates. Speaker, Gene P. Bingham. Story, page 6. After canoeing against the wind, Gene P. Bingham and a group of young women create sails when the wind changes direction. A girl who rides her bike to a house with golden windows sees that her own house's windows are also golden. People refuse to acknowledge the growth of a successful young man. Speaker, D. Todd Christofferson. Story, page 48. Helen Keller feels great joy when her teacher helps her understand the concept of words. Speaker, Carl B. Cook. Story, page 110. As he ponders an assignment his great-great-grandfather received from the prophet Joseph Smith, Carl B. Cook receives confirmation that his new church assignment came from God. A new member increases her faith and overcomes her fears to teach in primary. Speaker, Quentin L. Cook. Story, page 40. Quentin L. Cook comes to understand why his father views a power pole as a blessing rather than as a stumbling block to a scenic view. Speaker, J. Devon Cornish. Story, page 32. A senior resident at a hospital changes the life of J. Devon Cornish by telling him he will become an excellent doctor. Speaker, LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. Story, page 68. Parley P. Pratt and four other men gain testimonies of the Book of Mormon. LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. gains a testimony of it as a teenager. Speaker, Dean M. Davies. Story, page 93. Dean M. Davies learns through the Holy Ghost that members of a ward he is visiting have come to sacrament meeting to truly worship. Speaker, Henry B. Eyring. Story, page 75. The father and priesthood leaders of young Henry B. Eyring raise his sights and give him confidence. Story, page 99. As a young man, Henry B. Eyring could not see the timing of the Lord's intentions to build his kingdom. Speaker, Robert D. Hales. Story, page 22. While Eli Weissel is recovering from open-heart surgery, his grandson asks him if he would hurt less if his grandson loved him more. On Sundays, a loving husband helps his ill wife dress and prepare for church. Speaker, Jeffrey R. Holland. Story, page 61. Home teachers miss an opportunity to help a sister whose basement is flooded. A home teacher ministers to a father whose son died in an accident. Speaker, Peter F. Muirs. Story, page 85. As a five-year-old, Peter E. Muirs feels the calming influence of the Holy Ghost as his father blesses the sacrament. Speaker, Thomas S. Monson. Story, page 78. A church member who has kept the word of wisdom prays for and receives strength to climb a rope onto the deck of a ship. Story, page 80. A young man at the 1964 World's Fair recognizes the truth of the plan of salvation after watching the church's film, Man's Search for Happiness. Speaker, K. Brett Natras. Story, page 119. Brent Natras learns from his mother that despite his imperfections as a child, his Heavenly Father loves him. Speaker, Russell M. Nelson. Story, page 81. After a group of exiled saints pass a merry night in the cold, Eliza R. Snow observes that the saints can be happy under every circumstance. J. church members overcome trials, temptations, and the natural man by focusing on the joy that comes from living the gospel. Speaker, Bonnie L. Oscarson. Story, page 12. A sister in Mexico increases attendance in her Sunday school class. A mother inoculates her children against negative influences outside the home. Speaker, Ronald A. Rasband. Story, page 113. Ronald A. Rasband counsels a friend who is experiencing a crisis of faith. The faith of Ronald A. Rasband's ancestors stays strong despite hardship and heartache. Ronald A. Rasband is slow to act on an answered prayer until he receives a scriptural reminder. Speaker, Linda S. Reeves. Story, page 88. Boyd K. Packer testifies that through repentance and the Savior's atonement, his sins are gone. Through sincere repentance, a member, a missionary, and a convert find joy and peace. Speaker, Dale G. Renlund. Story, page 121. Young Dale G. Renlund feels joy after confessing to his branch president that he had set off a firecracker at church. Speaker, Evan A. Schmutz. Story, page 116. A church member whose family dies in a fire keeps his covenants and exercises faith that he will be reunited with them. Speaker, Carol M. Stevens. Story, page 9. A young woman with bipolar disorder summons the strength to testify of the Savior and his atonement. Speaker, Gary E. Stevenson. Story, page 44. 12-year-old Mary Elizabeth Rollins reads and gains a testimony of the Book of Mormon. While testifying of the Book of Mormon as a missionary, Gary E. Stevenson receives a witness of its truthfulness. Speaker, Juan A. Uceda. Story, page 30. Heavenly Father answers Juan A. Uceda's desperate prayer, saving him after he steps off a mountain trail during his mission. Speaker, Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Story, page 15. A young girl encourages her grandmother to listen harder. A mother prays that her prodigal daughter will return to the Lord. Two missionaries find success after knocking on every door of a four-story apartment building. Story, page 19. After much time, patience, hope, faith, reassurance from his wife, and many liters of diet soda, Dieter F. Uchtdorf learns to use a personal computer. Story, page 71. A former member of the church returns to the faith thanks to friends, the Holy Ghost, and the pull of the Good Shepherd. Speaker, Kazuhiko Yamashita. Story, page 55. As a mission president, Kazuhiko Yamashita is blessed to know a missionary who is ambitious for Christ. End of the Conference Story Index. Read by David Shaw.